My name is Des Fitzgerald. I'm the chair of the Camden Energy Committee. I can give you a little bit of background and history of the committee and bring you up to speed vis-a-vis wind on Ragged Mountain and a little bit about the background. This committee was formed late in 2008. It has seven members plus the town manager. The committee generally meets on the first Monday of every month. It's an open meeting, starts at 5:30. The charter for this committee states, the Energy Committee shall have the responsibility to explore opportunities for the reduction of the town's overall electrical and fossil fuel energy usage and subsequent carbon emissions. This will be achieved through four separate steps. The significant one to this conversation, work with the town staff and other town committees on the exploration of alternative energy resources, including but not limited to the continuation of the exploration and development of wind energy at Ragged Mountain. The committee's looked at a number of conservation issues in town. It's identified major electrical loads. It's worked on its Seabright Dam. It's worked on solar issues, street lighting issues, and on this Ragged Mountain wind issue. The town apparently began talking about Ragged Mountain back in 2006. There were some connections made by town members with UMass Renewable Energy Research Lab. They were able to put an anemometer on top of Ragged Mountain. They measured wind speeds from July of 2007 to October of 2008. And the resulting data shows somewhere near 8.9 or 9 meters per second on top of Ragged Mountain. That's an exceptional wind resource by any measure. The Energy Committee, with this data in hand, had a number of presentations from various wind developers. I joined the committee just less than a year ago and got into one of those conversations with a wind developer. And the committee felt that it was inappropriate in our mind to consider an iconic place like Ragged Mountain and have a wind developer come in and develop the top of that mountain and the town of Camden or other towns just receive lease payments from that developer. So the committee made a suggestion to the town of Camden to hire George Baker and his team from the Island Institute to see if they could find a structure, a legal structure, whereby the town of Camden and perhaps other towns could benefit, the residents and the businesses of those towns could benefit from the electrons produced on top of Ragged Mountain. And they did that. They came back with recommendations to our committee, and those were eventually passed on to the town select board in Camden. I might add that the Camden Energy Committee has taken no position on the development of wind on Ragged Mountain. Our meetings have been and always will be public. We've tried to be attentive to the direction that we were given to explore this resource from the outset. We're very aware of the special nature of the top of Ragged Mountain, both its very unique wind resource as well as its iconic presence in our community. We did pass recommendations along to the town of Camden to their select board. Those recommendations included the forming of a work group, a work committee, a Ragged Mountain work committee made up of members of Camden and Rockport and Hope. And the intention of that work group and our recommendation was to go forward and explore through a feasibility study the likelihood and possibilities of a wind development on top of Ragged Mountain to see if essentially there are any deal killers up there, to begin outreach with neighbors and to begin to talk about what this project might look like. We have, despite what you read in the press, our committee has never had a sense of the size of this project. To be quite frank with you, anything over three turbines on top of that mountain, we felt as a committee was probably not responsible for the top of that mountain, but we haven't taken it further than that. The committee, this working group has been charged with raising, among other things, $50,000 to $75,000 to fund this feasibility study. So that's where we stand right now.
Okay. You said you made recommendation to the Camden Select Board. Have they taken any action either on endorsing or appointing members to this committee?
They haven't, in my mind, my understanding is they haven't appointed anybody. They've received a number of volunteer names to the committee. I haven't checked with the town office in a couple of weeks. Last time I did check, it was primarily opponents of wind on Ragged Mountain. Quite honestly, it would be difficult difficult for a committee that's been directed to have an equal and neutral bias towards wind, perhaps opposing views, but also charged to go out and raise $50,000 to $70,000 to have it peopled by folks that are against wind on Ragged Mountain would be a difficult task at best.
Before I open this up, because I know there's a number of you that are here to ask questions or make statements about this, remember, of course, we did hear quite a bit of testimony or statements at our last meeting. I'd like to know if the select board has any questions that they want to ask at this point.
I wonder if it isn't a little premature for us to be appointing people if Camden hasn't even started appointing people. And we have something that just came across the desk tonight we haven't even looked at.
I think we've gotten two or three applications this evening that were not in our packets that you got today. I agree. It might be a little premature for us to be talking about actually naming people to this work group. I mean, it's great to get information because I think you clarified a lot of things tonight that last time we just got, you got one point of view, which is okay, but it's good to hear what's going on. It helps. It helps a lot.
So, in the report on the benefits, I haven't seen anything of any numbers or financial. How would it be driven, or what is the salary range for us to benefit in the community?
Specifically, the electricity from a development. It's a difficult question to answer because we haven't done the work to see what sort of size development could happen responsibly on that mountaintop.
But there are examples out there now.
There are, and we've looked at some numbers. I think Rick could probably speak to some of the numbers we've talked about just to get a sense of what scale might look like and what it might mean to the three towns.